Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go. Again, good morning. Thank you so very much for spending your morning with me and for joining me on today. I really appreciate it. This is going to be an excellent, great, fabulous day for us. Because like I said before, when we come together, we declare that today is going to be a great day. Because I don't believe that we should only say a thing, but we should let some actions follow. And so if we say we want to have a great day, there's some things that we just must do to get our day heading in the right direction. Okay, as we normally do, I just want to give a brief highlight via sharing of our homework from yesterday, which was to celebrate yourself, your business, ministry, organization. That was it, to celebrate yourself. Sometimes we don't do so. And when we do not celebrate ourselves, we find that things just go red. And so that was the homework for yesterday. So let's just dive right into today to really maximize our time together this morning. And the name of this session this morning, it is entitled Say It Again. It's entitled Say It Again. And so I pray and hope that you will be blessed as we start our morning with leadership and inspiration on this morning. And so I don't know about you, but growing up, one of the things that often got me in trouble, one of the things that my parents did not like, is when I constantly said things repeatedly and asking things over and over and over again. You might have could care less, parents who are watching, but my parents, they did not like it at all. They didn't like when I kept on asking for candy, when I wanted to go to somebody's house, when I wanted someone to come to my house, when I wanted clothes or shoes, whatever it was. And I would ask over and over and over again, and they were not pleased with that at all. However, there were some rare occasions in which I was able to receive what I desired or was able to go where I wanted simply because I asked repetitively. I kept saying it over and over and over again. And as we grow as adults, there are a few things that we really need as adults, but for whatever reason, they have faded away. One of the things that faded away as we became adults for some of us is the desire to fear nothing. We had a desire to fear nothing. We had a desire to be bold. We had a desire to be outrageous and outspoken and do things just daring. We would just do it because we were children. We didn't have a care in the world. And a little bit of that should have translated into our adulthood. But for whatever reason, because of discouragement or whatever the case may be, it kind of faded away. And maybe one day I'll talk about that. But on today, I want to talk about something else that has faded as we gotten older. And that is the act of being persistent. And so when we no longer had to keep asking our parents or our guardians for things over and over and over again, we was able to buy things and to do things out of our own volition. You know, we just lost that. However, we need to get that back. We need to get that back, that mindset where we're going to say things again, where we're going to be repetitive because they have some tremendous, tremendous, tremendous benefits to every leader, to every entrepreneur, every pastor, every single person who is leading anybody. And yes, even if you're leading your children, and even especially if you're leading yourself, you see, this is so important for us to get in the mindset and get in the habit of doing this. And so leaders, they should adopt, if they have let it go, if it has faded, they should adopt the mindset or the habit, if you will, of saying things over and over and over again. Again, as I've stated, there are some self-enhancement occurs when we say things again. Self-enhancement occurs when we say it again, when we say things over and over again, when we state our goals, our mission, our vision, our purpose, some of the things that we just want to do, want to go, whatever the case may be. There's some self-enhancement that occurs when we simply say it again. Okay, when leaders say things over and over again, it does something on the inside of them. It builds them up. And it's important for every leader to find a way to be built up, especially living in a world in which we do not necessarily receive as much encouragement as we give. And so it's important, it's imperative for leaders to be able to find a way in which they can encourage themselves. I love that song by Donald Lawrence. It says, sometimes you got to encourage yourself. And so we have to keep that in mind, because no matter who you are, unfortunately, you will receive less encouragement than you give. And so we have to find a way in which we can encourage ourselves. And self-encouragement is so important, because it is what is needed. You can't wait until somebody encourages you or pushes you before you move on and before you decide to do great things. No, you have to do it yourself, and then pray to God that others will follow. Okay. And so another additional thing that happens when we say things again, it serves as a constant reminder of the goals that are set before you. It serves as a constant reminder of goals that are set before you, and it encourages you, yes, but it helps you to keep pressing forward. Watch this, especially when you do not want to. I'm pretty sure that everybody who is watching now has encountered a time in which they did not feel like doing what they knew they should be doing. There are times when you know I should be doing this, but I don't want to do it. But when we keep saying things over and over again, it changes things directly for us. And so I was talking to a group of young people on last evening, and when I was speaking with them, one of the things that I mentioned was the need to say the opposite of whatever they're feeling. If they're in a bad mood, they need to say the opposite. If they are angry, they need to say the opposite. Whatever it is, they need to say it. And I was reminding them that there is power in our tongue. There is power, the power of life and death. It is in our tongue. It is what we speak. It's what we say, what we pronounce. And so in light of that, or if I want to adopt that or take that for a second and apply it to today, it's imperative for all leaders to get in the habit of saying things over and over and over again, because sometimes what you need to do to reach your goals, you will find a few things that you don't want to do. However, if you say it again, if you remind yourself of the goal again, if you remind yourself of the responsibility again, even when you don't feel like it, you will be encouraged to press forward, because you know that you have a job to do. You know that you are leading beyond yourself. You know that you're responsible to your business, to your children, to your organization, and you will make decisions because you will constantly be reminded, because you're saying it again, you'll be constantly reminded of what's at stake. And I think sometimes we do not keep that in our minds. And I want to encourage you that whenever you are thinking about doing something major, that you also keep in mind and put in the forefront of your mind what's at stake. And so once I accomplish this, what's at stake? You know, people's lives will be changed. You know, the family will grow. It will be expanded. The ministry will be blessed. My entrepreneur goals will be able to change the lives of people, change the hearts of people. You have to realize what is at stake, Because if you do not, you will instantly be discouraged and you will not be able to get ahead. And what are you talking about? I'm glad you asked. Well, when we are trying to accomplish a great task, we have to know that there are both physical and visible and invisible things that will come to try to attack you. And when you are attacked, you have to know what's at stake. You have to know that there is something greater. And so even when you don't want to do something, even when you feel like you're being attacked, when you're treated, lied on, when you are being, when you are experiencing hate and injustice or whatever the case may be, you have to make sure in your mind that you're going to keep on going despite what you may be facing. And the way that you do that is to say it again, whatever that goal, whatever that desire is to repeatedly say it. And then when we do so, we have to also remind ourselves what's at stake. What is the end goal? What is going to happen as a result of accomplishing these things? Because that is going to also help you and to encourage you to keep on going anyhow. Okay. And so let's also, I want to share a second thing that happens and that we must keep in mind when we say things again. So when you constantly say things again, not only does self-enhancement occur, but you are also in position to inspire others. Okay, you're in position to inspire others. And that is so important because prayerfully, you are not working alone. Prayerfully, you have a group of people who are working with you, serving alongside you. If it's not on a consistent basis, you at least have people who you use and you contact on an as needed basis. And so when you have those people around you, it is your job as the leader to inspire them. And what I mean by inspire them, that means you're constantly telling them where you desire to go. You're constantly telling them where you see the organization, the ministry, the family, whatever the case may be. You're constantly sharing where you desire it to go. And when you do that, not only are you inspired, but you are also in position to inspire others. There is nothing like hearing direction and knowing where you're going and knowing what you are about to do. And it's the job of the leader to constantly inspire. And the leader does not, the leader, they must be aware and cognizant of the fact that just because it is said, just because it is posted once, it does not mean that the people are going to take hold of that and run with it. But 9 times out of 10, they'll hear it, they'll get excited, they'll be inspired, and then it will fade. But the leader it's the leader's job to constantly inspire, to constantly say it again, which is going to inspire, which is going to uplift those who are helping, those who are part of the team, those who are part of the organization or connected to you in any way. And so we have to keep that in mind. And leaders, we must be reminded that it is our job to lead people somewhere. It is the job of the leader to lead people somewhere. And let's be honest, all of us, we have been led somewhere we did not want to go, but was good for us, because the person leading us inspired us. I'm gonna say that again. There have been times in our lives in which someone led us somewhere that we did not want to go, but because we went, we came out better. If it's nobody but your parent or your guardian who told you to do something you didn't want to do, but it changed your life for the better. If it was your spouse who told you to do something you really didn't want to hear, but you did it and it changed your life. A teacher or whoever. I remember I had a teacher, Dr. Sally Glazer, when I went to school in Boston, and she got on my nerves because what she did was she made, and it had to have been illegal, but I didn't know back then, so I just went with it. But she made me do assignments over and over and over again until it was at least an A. And I was just confused because I would think that maybe a C would settle, maybe a B minus or something. But she said no. And so when I did an assignment, if it was a D, she would say, all right, do it again. And then she made me continuously do it again. And then even when I wanted to settle for the C or for the B, she said, no, you're going to have to do it again until you get it to an A. And though I was so mad at her, but it did something in me that just blew my mind. To be honest, if it wasn't for her doing that, I do not know if I will be where I am today. Because of that, it did something on the inside of me. Even though I didn't want to do it, she inspired me. She encouraged me to make sure that I strive, that I was striving for excellence at all times. English. I was just trying to get past. To truth be told, I didn't even want to go to college. But because this was a music college, I said, I'm just going to go and then I'm going to go back home. And but because of that drive, because of that thing that she just inspired me to do, even when I didn't want to do it, it drove me to want to learn more, to want to be the best that I can be. It drove me to want to go and get a master's and then a doctorate. And I just can't believe it. Sometimes I laugh at it now because I didn't want to go to college. And then here I was still in school and I ended up getting a doctorate. And so that moment when she pushed me to do something I didn't want to do, it blessed me beyond what I could see. And every leader, you must be reminded that you are the leader. And that means 9 times out of 10, you're going to see things that they don't see. And so it is your job to say things over and over and over again and to inspire them, to make them do, encourage them rather, to do great things and to follow the leader. And you're leading them somewhere, even if they don't want to go. But you inspire them because you see what's down the road. And you know that as you inspire them to get there, that they'll thank you later. And so I think we have to keep that in mind. We have to say things over and over and over again. We have to inspire those who are under our influence, those who are under our leadership. We have to do that because we will be thanked at the end. And so we have to be cognizant of that. We can't just do things that are going to provide for us instant gratification, instant appreciation, because the truth of the matter is sometimes that just doesn't happen. We have to do things that are going to be helpful to the organization, helpful to the individual, and you have to do it with all that you can and be willing to inspire and to be able to repeat yourself and repeat the goal, repeat the vision, because it will take the organization, the individual somewhere, even if they don't want to go, but because it is going in the right direction and it's taking them somewhere, they will thank you later. And so we have to keep that in mind. And one last thing before we head on out that I want to share with you is that when we say things over and over again, and as we inspire those under our leadership, it takes the organization to another place. It positions the organization to another place. Statistics state that if the persons who are working to support leadership, if they know what is going on, it will directly impact their effectiveness. However, if the people who are part of the organization have no clue of what's going on, it will negatively impact the organization. And so in that stat, it is trying to get us to see that when we constantly remind the people who are working under our leadership where we're going, they want to work hard because it's something inside of them that triggers that wants them, that they desire to get to that goal. However, if there's no goal in mind, then you're going to have a group of people who are following and just going with the flow, doing nothing, just, you know, come showing up and just doing what they need to do and just leaving. They have no drive. They have no motivation because where they're going is uncertain. And let's just put it back in the natural. Let's put it in a plain analogy in which we can all see. If someone says right now that if you go to the end of your street right now, there will be $1 million. And then someone else says on the next day that if you go to the end of your street, I promise you, I'll have a bottle of water for you. It'll be cold. It'll be excellent. Truth be told, we're not going to really move until we know what's at the end of the street. And so because we know that $1 million is at the end of the street, We will run as fast as we can. We will drive as fast as we can. We'll ride a bike. We'll do anything. I get a skateboard. We'll get some skates. We'll do any and everything that we need to do to get to the end of the street to get that money. However, if they say it's a bottle of water the next day at the end of the street, truth be told, we probably won't even go because we don't value that. We don't see that as important. We don't see that as a goal in which we need to rush to get to. And so it's the same way when it comes down to our leadership. It's the same way when it comes down to how we are leading. If the people who are under your leadership, if they know that at the end of this, oh, it's going to be this, that, and the third. At the end of this, it's going to be that we're going to be able to accomplish as a people and that we're going to be able to have all these great things. Then your people are going to work hard for that. They're going to be inspired. They're going to be encouraged to go seek after that. However, if there is nothing that is said that's going to be at the end of this, they're going to act accordingly and just relax and do nothing. And so once again, it's our job as leaders to say it over and over again. What is at stake? What is going to come of this? What are our goals? Because when we do that, then our people will run to do and to accomplish the goals set before them. And so it's our job to say things again, because when we do that, self-enhancement occurs. And secondly, when we do that, we inspire others, which is the job of every leader, to inspire others. And so I hope and pray that you enjoyed our time and our session on this morning. And I pray that you have an awesome, fabulous weekend. And I look forward to joining you on Monday morning at 6:30. Please do me a favor and share this with others and ask them to join us in the morning at 6:30 or whenever they go, whenever they get up, they can just go ahead and listen to this and listen and get this inside their hearts and their spirit as they prepare for their day. And for those who have been watching for a while, you know that sometimes what we do is we will give just some leadership insight that I shared on today. That's an example. And other times we give leadership insight from a directed study from my book, Effective Leadership. And so if you have not got your book yet, you can go to wherever you buy books, Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, iTunes, or what have you. Or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com. And when you go to jonathanlotson.com, you can also send me an email or something, and I'll make sure that I sign that book for you before mailing it off. Again, I hope and pray that you enjoyed our time together. And there is two more things that we have to do before we wrap up, and that is give of our homework and also to pray. And so let's do that now. And so our homework is going to be simple. I want you to list your desires, list your goals, and then I want you to place them in an area that you see every day. And when you see it, I want you to say it. So I don't know if it's your mirror. I don't know if it's your visor in your car. I don't know if it's a countertop. I don't know if it's in your closet. I don't know where it is, but I want you to take your goals. I want you to list them out, and I want you to put them in a place that you have to see every day. And every time you say it, every time you see it, I want you to say it, because when we say a thing, it really does take root in our heart and our lives. And we get inspired and we are able to inspire others and we are able to accomplish some great, great things. Let us pray. God, in Jesus' name, I thank you so very much for bringing us here this morning to gather us. I do not take it for granted. And I thank you for all of those who are watching, all of those who have been joining me from the starting up until now. I pray that you continuously be with us all day long. Help us, oh God, to get in the habit of saying things again and again and again, because we know that when we are repeated, we're practicing repetition. We know that when we do so, that great things happen. If nothing else, something happens on the inside of us. And that is exactly what we need as great leaders. We need to constantly be transformed. We need to constantly be developed. We need to constantly be strengthened. And I pray in Jesus' name that you help us to get in the habit of saying things over and over and over again so that we can be reminded of the goals, of the mandate that we have on our lives, and also to be able to encourage and to inspire others. God, I pray in Jesus' name that you help and bless each and every leader who is watching, each and every family who is watching, even in the midst of hard times, difficult times, confusing times. I pray that you bless them, that you touch them, that you protect them, that you provide for them, and that you continue to show yourself strong and mighty in their lives. I pray, oh God, that even now that you accelerate them, even now that you enlarge their territory, even now you do great and mighty things to them, through them, and by the works of their hands. I declare and decree that they will be blessed. I declare and decree that they will prosper. They will lack for nothing, and that they will do great and exceptional, marvelous, awesome things, all because you strengthen them. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You all have a wonderful, wonderful day. I pray that, again, that you've enjoyed our time together. And I really want you to have a great weekend. And remember, whatever the goals are in your and that you have in your mind, your heart, your desires, keep on saying it. Because what we say, it will manifest. Have a great day, everybody. Peace and blessings. Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.